And Senator Murkowski was in Anchorage on Saturday taking testimony from educators and academics on how the federal government can help improve high school graduation rates and boost post-secondary success. University of Alaska President Mark Hamilton said, although it's unfortunate that Alaska is ranked last in four-year college degree graduates, he is more troubled by that translating into less trained professionals for Alaska's workforce. He stressed the importance of certain programs, such as the Alaska Native Educational Equity Act.
There have been, in the last 10 years, a 108% increase of Alaskan Natives receiving baccalaureates at the University of Alaska. I'm very proud of that until I realize how much more there is to do.
The director of the Association of Alaska School Boards, Carl Rose, said kids don't decide to just drop out. It comes after years of disappointment and disengagement. He says it's critical to identify kids who are struggling early as they first enter kindergarten to assist them, and ideally to help families better prepare their children before they ever start school. Rose told his own story of growing up in a socially and economically disadvantaged family of mixed race. He was dyslexic, had a stutter, but still overcame the odds with help.
My point is not me. My point is that if there was support for one person like me, who was a member of all four subgroups, we can do this for all of them. We ought to be. And that's the point. You know, I don't single myself out to tell my story. This is the story of the subgroups. And that's why No Child Left Behind is here. And we cannot retreat from those kids who need us most.
Michael Andrews with the Alaska Works Partnership said apprenticeship programs are clamoring for high school graduates.
And as a result, apprenticeship programs today are competing harder than ever with other industries, post-secondary technical schools, colleges, universities, and the military for those graduates. We have a pipeline to build, a natural gas pipeline to build, and we need high school graduates who can learn those skills to do that work.
Murkowski's staff will be compiling other recommendations from educators throughout this month with a goal of incorporating those into future education legislation in 2009.